That is inside, and it's working day and night. And that one will block the meanings to go in. Doesn't mean that they don't hear the words. That is the problem. There is this difference, distinction between this and scientific text. Scientific text, you should understand. This one, of course you should understand, but it's not enough at all. Why? You talk about belief. What do you want to understand? There is nothing to understand. We are trying to find indirect ways to try to prepare something to have that exception of the rules, to get closer to love. Understanding doesn't play that role. Feeling, being passionate about it. I needed that passion. Why? With what else I'm paying for that? This is the price. The price of that beauty is giving up the will of this ego and passionately go over there. You see, these explanations are beautiful. In any language, anywhere you talk about this, it's good. It's like that one of those neutral stuff. Okay, be good, and goodness is good. Yes, 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 yum, yum. But what it means, really, is here he wants to explain what I mean. Here he talks about that return. Do you remember? I quoted him from our master, which said, if you could quiet all the sounds, like this, there is this gadget that you put on your ears and if you imitate and react to the noises and reduce the noises outside. Let's say it will reduce all noises. Then what happens? We say, do you think it is quiet? There is one sound that you cannot eliminate. This is, what is that sound? Irjain, come back to me. What was this?
I
made up a story, right? In this story, God was like a man. And God was saying, again, come back to me. Of course, it made this a very extreme, beautiful, dramatic movie. But you can make it a comic one. Because it's a ridiculous stuff. That's what the story is. But what did I mean? I meant, no matter what you talk, there is this attraction in my heart. I mean, eliminate all the different feelings. At the end, deep down in me, there is this, I don't know why and how, but I am attracted to beauty. So in the story, I will say the beauty is calling me. This is how we make our story. This is symbolism. Therefore, we believe that, yes, if you go further than those 4 decibels stuff, which is the background hum of the universe, beyond that, God is saying, come back to you. Of course, he doesn't say it in English. He say what? No, this, we are talking about the attraction. Let go of the form of the story. We make a lot of nonsenses in our stories, really. Because we want to talk about something, and the only instrument we have is a story making. You know why? This is what you should learn. Do you remember why? Oh, I put it down a note by now. First of all, story will provoke your imagination. That's what we want. Second, story is general, and you could bring it everywhere. generalize the stuff in this story. Third,
you will remember the stories.
The others have you down. Four,
you could start telling the stories even to the children. They will learn it. And they will develop a feeling for it.
That's our point. Because without that feeling, we cannot talk about art. And storytelling is the first real art of a human being. We depend on kalam, remember?
When we say, God was really gracious,
he told us the names.
What?
Could you repeat it again?
No. Last time I told you, sit in front in here, and you're at the end, so I will love you.
No, I'm waiting for it.
فَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَعَلَّمَهُ الْأَسْمَاء. This is what the karam of God is all about. Because he presented us with the universe of abstraction. That's what name is. Name is an abstraction. Name has no meaning in it at all. But it will lead you to something. So we make stories to lead you there. Here we made our story. The guy is not listening. And it's very familiar. You understand. Then what? It's around. So, somebody in you doesn't let you listen. You know what could you do? Do the opposite action of this guy. Be his opposition. How? Simple. He or she is interested in what? Existence. I go to non-existence. It cannot come there. I think about non-existence. I go to the imagination. It cannot come. Because that animal, simple, wants to have, to comfort, and the greed is there, and that's it. We don't blame it. We kill it. How do we kill it? First of all, remember, when we say killing, we don't mean really killing. To us, killing is octimus sirat. Kill the light. I don't mean have a knife and kill it. Turn it off. That's what it is for us. But in our story we say killing. Why? Because that's the provocation of your imagination. You understand that this is very, very, very bad stuff. If you don't control it, it will kill you. Why do I say this? Do I have any proof of this? Just it's me. I mean, next time you talk about this, you quote me, or do I have a proof? Wow. You should have the proof. All of you should have. We have a very famous killing, the most famous killing in our stories. A father killing his son just because of a dream. Remember? Abraham, Ishmael, or Isaac. That's the killing. How did it happen, the killing? Ismail killed his ego, surrendered to his dad. And his dad killed his ego and his blood relation and all that and surrendered to a dream. Do you remember when we talked about the dream? You. When did we talk about the dream? When did we start to talk about the dream in Maskani? This is second paragraph. You promised him you'd kill it. Second paragraph, he said, when the king realized that everything is working upside down. Does it happen? Yes. When you fall in love, everything is upside down. And nothing was working. What did he do? Take off his shoes, go to the mosque,
go to Mihrab. The war zone. Right? Then he went to Dream and Rumi guide.
Rumi stopped the story in a way, in a very short paragraph. He said,
the dream that you think is nothing. Further ahead is imagination. And you think imagination is hallucination. Let me tell you that beyond that is non-existence. And those are the universe of human beings. The existence is the universe of this table. This table has the same right of being physically here as I do. Because we both exist, period. Humanity is dream. Remember I said dream. I didn't say it's sleeping. Because with dream, we mean I have a dream. Because I have a dream. What is our main dream? To get lucky, to fall in the trap of love. Be hunted with love. Yes, this is it. This is Rumi. And it's so direct. We say, the only thing which is worthy of hunt is love. But excuse me, nobody could hunt the love. You could do something. Put aside all your wit. Put aside all your cleverness. Become clean. Maybe you get lucky and love will hunt you. Because love will control you. You will not take love and put it somewhere and control. It's the matter of control, yes. That's why in your questions you go to the social controlling and the power and all that. Yes, it's not outside. We talk about outside as a story. We're talking in here. Who is in charge? I have an animal, I have a pharaoh in here with all powers. And I have the Moses with no power. The only thing my Moses has, it's funny. What is the only thing that my Moses has? Reasoning. Do you remember? Rumi will say, why am I saying this? You're talking about symbolism. I take it out of mass study. Several times Rumi will say, Istidlal is that stick. Istidlal is in the hand of Moses. Right? But look at you in the moment. Where is your Istidlal? In the hand of ego. That's when it is the dragon and it will eat you. If the Moses will let go, Istidlal is a dragon because everybody could prove and direct you somewhere. Look at the parties. I was born in the best time that everybody was imitating the Germans with a mustache like this. What was that? A guy, a peasant guy in a small village in Iran having this. Why? Because it was proved that is the success, that is where the power is. And all of that. This is what the Stedlal is, right? Because you know what it means, a Stedlal? Then why I'm doing all this? I told you a Stedlal in Arabic, the fetl is dal. A Stedlal means reason. At the same time, dalil means true guide. Because a Stedlal is not reasoning really. Istidlal means leading you towards something. Means I will be the guide of your brain and I will lead it somewhere. You see what it is? Brainwashing could be there. That's what Istidlal is. All the brainwashers, they prove their point in a way to the subject, don't they? But when Istidlal is in the hand of the Moses, what will happen? You tell me.
You just said it
to
become a dragon.
You too. I remember I gave you a long speech about you.
said, go and read the book, and you will be surprised. You will be even shocked if you are unfamiliar with this stuff. This story, imagine a man has lost a goat, right? He's looking for a goat.